1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Just looking to see when my next appointment is to be cleaned up. Oh boy, it's probably going to get canceled. Yeah, it's in a week.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that one.
I guess I'll just get a ponytail holder.
Just get a Flobee.
Put it up on top of my head. Just pull it up like, you know, some sort of Cupid doll. You know, we all have to sacrifice.
Uday just got like a razor and did it himself.
Did he just?
Just some kind of buzzer, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a Flobee, but.
I'm not. I don't feel. I'd rather just kind of look like I need a haircut, I think, for a while. Maybe I'll just square it off like a John Denver box my face in look, you know, like Dumb and Dumber. You know, that's easy enough, right?
Just keep it out of your eyes.
Right. Just make it work.
Well, everyone's going to be walking around looking pretty Tom Hanks from Castaway after a while.
Well, you can shave. You know, you don't have to grow a beard. You know, you can do some personal grooming. But the hair is a tough one.
Friend of mine just let his kids cut his hair yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I just saw it on Facebook. It says desperate times call for desperate measures, and his kids both have a shaver up to his head.
Shaver.
It doesn't. It's not a real finished product look here, but it's not looking good the way it's going.
It looks like he's balding to begin with.
Yeah, but he had more hair up top than when he started.
Well, you know, he's letting his kids do it, so he can't. What does he expect?
Yeah, I don't.
I'll bet in World War II when they were taking their pots and pans down to be recycled and there were gas rationings going on and, you know, you couldn't get shoes or something like that because of the war effort. If you'd have told them, okay, I'll tell you what. You don't get a haircut while we fight back the Nazis and the Japanese. You okay with that? They'd have traded for that in a heartbeat.
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
This is
You can't get a haircut. That's all going to be tied up in the war effort. That's it. Yeah,
not too big of a sacrifice.
I think they'd have been fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how Flobee sales are.
Is the company even in business anymore? I mean,
I don't know.
They may have, if they're not, I mean, firing up a factory is.
Be hard to get that going on.
Plus, I bet you could make a Flobee with a 3D printer now.
Oh, yeah. Flobee Factory Direct. Also, Flobee Deluxe with vacuum. Yeah.
There you go.
Still
there you go.
Going.
Done enough. Done and done.
Electrically powered vacuum cleaner attachment. Yeah. You just hook it up to your own vacuum cleaner.
Start cutting your hair today. Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to laugh at that too hard because if they're closed, if we can get our hair cut for a few months, we may have the morning show Flobee here that we just put in the corner and you come in before the show
just
starts.
Fire that
and,
baby up.
Yeah. Run it over your head a couple of times. Ha, there we go. Ready to rock the Brew City.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of YouTube videos on how to do it.
How to use the Flobee and not look like a some sort of
a patent for it was granted in 87.
Same time we got here.
Mm-hmm. Invented by Rick Hunts of San Diego. He's a carpenter by trade.
Sure. He just had to sit tight for 33 years and wait for his ship to come in.
So the Flobee's out of his garage at first before finding success. Doing live demonstrations at county fairs.
Yeah.
So that's how he did it.
Pitch man.
Out of the county fair.
Yeah. How would you feel if somebody said to you, that haircut looks like you used a vacuum cleaner? As a matter of fact, I did. You know? Can I be insulted at that point if somebody says my haircut looks like I did it with a Kirby? Well, actually, it was with a Dyson hooked up to my Flobee, but...
Sold 2 million of them in 12 years. Hmm.
Is he
an incremental adjustment? You can go from a half inch to 6 inches long with the hair.
Yeah, the little pieces clip on like Legos to make it longer or shorter. Yeah, I remember the commercials. It was a very simple process.
You can do a layered look
on the sides, maybe shorten it a little bit. I don't know. I have a feeling this is like a wood burning set. The stuff they had on the box of the wood burning set always looked really nice. And then I would do it
in the hands of a talented wood burner.
I would do it and it would just look horrible. I have a feeling the Flobee's going to be a lot like that.
I think so.
My head doesn't look like the one on the box of the Flobee.
But if you just want to give yourself a little bit of a buzz cut all over,
sure,
it'll work.
Yeah.
Why do you need the Flobee, though? Why can't you just use the a trimmer with a number three?
I don't know.
Sure, you could.
But just trying to keep you from having to mop up all the hair clippings.
That's it?
Ron.
That's all it does?
Well,
that's what the vacuum
just eliminates sweeping.
Yeah. Well, plus you can set the depth too, Rock.
You can set the depth on a clippers.
Right, but
get hair all over the place.
See, this way you can do it without getting hair all over. And
I guess I understand that. That's not that big of a problem, though.
Nice, consistent.
That's what a broom can't handle.
Haircut. Boy, if only this were the 70s, it wouldn't even be a problem. Fine, let it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have worried about that. Would have been the least of my worries. It would have been,
yeah.
Suck it, Dad.
More Farrah hair.
Yeah, right. More Farrah than ever now. Yeah. My beautiful, beautiful layered hair.
Hamacher Schlemmer has a product. The Barber Eliminator.
Sounds like kind of violent,
right?
Actually. What does that do?
It just looks like a clippers with a that you hold on to, like a, I don't know,
palm sander.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Wait a minute.
A palm sander. How much to your head?
How much confidence do you have in that thing? from of all places, Hamacher Schlemmer.
Cuts
the first name in gag gifts are garbage.
Cuts evenly in any direction, enabling you to maintain your own closely cropped, clean-cut hairstyle. As simple as combing your hair, the circular trimmer's rotary cutting system and razor-sharp stainless steel blades.
Razor-sharp, and I'm taking it to my head.
Is moved through your hair.
Well, that's what they use on your head all the time, razor.
Yeah, but it's in somebody's hands who knows what they're doing, not me looking in a mirror. Tell you what, getting an ambulance to your house, could be a little tough right now once you carve an eighth of an inch of skin off of your scalp,
and this thing
sort of meat cutter.
This thing only does four lengths of hair. This is why you should get the Flobee.
How many lengths does the Flobee do?
Well, anywhere from a quarter inch to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But you have to feed it into the tube, too. So,
yeah. See, that's the difference between the Flobee and the and just clippers.
Sucks hair up into it. And you just,
Sure.
Clippers, you can't
dab
do 6 inches.
Dab that around your head.
Cut your hair in the mirror. Boy, I don't want to do that.
Barber Eliminator has an ergonomic design and ensures it fits comfortably in the palm of your hand for precise control. Okay.
Have you ever tried, just clipping sideburns or something in the mirror? It's not easy.
You
go the opposite way all the time. It's like, go back. Okay.
Yeah.
Your whole head tried to do that. Would just be like,
what? Wrong way. Damn it. Other way. It's a mirror. Damn.
Keep getting fooled by that.
Right.
No, before you do that, you should try, coloring in something in a coloring book using a mirror.
In the mirror, right, yes. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get that down. It's like back in a trailer.
Yeah, then you won't be able to operate, and when you can do that, you won't be able to operate in real live action.
Or you could just wear a hat, I suppose either way you could wear a hat, leave your hair, just let it go until you can get to your hair care person, or you could just shave your own head and wear a hat, and go from there.
Either way.
Did you ever see the experiment where they put a prism on people so that everything they saw was upside down?
And eventually they figured it out. It got to be pretty, I don't know how long it took, but yeah, I saw that your brain acclimates to it fairly quickly, actually.
And as soon as they took the prism glasses off, they were completely disoriented again.
Really?
Even though everything was right as it was in front of them, right side up. And
for all but an hour of your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like all of a sudden you have to relearn it? Yeah. I don't remember where I saw that, but I have seen that.
Your brain is...
I bet I couldn't adapt to those prism glasses that quickly. Like, you know, people didn't seem to be having a whole lot of trouble. I thought...
Your brain doesn't care what your opinion of yourself is. It just tries to survive. Yeah,
but I know how my brain doesn't learn quickly.
You've let me down so often.
Right.
Don't fail me now. Shut up. Brain doesn't want to hear from you.